From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Friday, April 21st. Coming up, we'll hear about a program where school districts grow their own principals to deal with staffing shortages. That story from Peter Medlin in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Safe, alive, and out of prison. Those are the goals for victims of crime and those who commit them under a year-old Davenport police initiative. It's called Group Violence Intervention. Family resources and volunteers are key partners in the program. Since it launched last May, a team of a police officer, family resources employee, and volunteer has visited 84 people to listen and offer help. The people chosen were already involved in gun violence or victims of it. Dwayne Hodges, a community volunteer from Davenport, says they're surprised when a team visits.
So can you imagine the impact you have when you talk to somebody that's gotten shot by someone and saying, I don't want to live this life anymore? So these have been so impactful, being able to stand with community services. This has been amazing, being able to say, hey, you know what, we can help you. What can we do right now at this very moment? And if we can't do it now, what can we do later?
Davenport Police Chief Jeff Bladel says so far this year, there's been a 42% decrease in shots fired incidents compared to the same period in 2022. But the number of non-fatal shootings is about the same.
So when we look at the non-fatal shootings, incidents remain unchanged. Although they remain unchanged, there's 28% decrease in group violence-related non-fatals. So this goes back 8 months prior to when we initiated group violence intervention and then the 8 months that we had within it.
Davenport's group violence intervention teams need more community volunteers. Those interested can click the volunteer portal on Family Resources' website. The chief does not give group violence intervention all the credit for reduction in gun crimes. But, he says, it's a very important tool in the department's strategy. He and other team members have met with the Rock Island Police Department, which has expressed interest in group violence intervention. Family Resources provides services in Rock Island, Henry, and Mercer counties in Illinois, plus 5 counties in Iowa. Besides providing people with community resources, the teams have also given them rides to the food pantry, and team members boarded up windows of a home where gunshots broke the glass, and a local hardware store donated the lumber. Illinois House Republicans are worried the state is spending way too much on health care for undocumented immigrants. Alex Degman reports.
They cite a March report from the state's Department of Health Care and Family Services. It estimates the program providing Medicaid-style coverage to undocumented immigrants aged 42 and older will cost $990 million next fiscal year. That's more than triple what was estimated for this year, due in part to high enrollment. State Representative Ryan Spain wants the program paused and audited.
We need to have a full accounting of dollars that have been spent so far. Why our projections and estimates have been so far off track?
Republicans are also worried about a measure sent to the Senate that would further expand coverage to undocumented immigrants 19 and older. I'm Alex Degman.
The Urbana Board of Education has unanimously approved a 3-year contract for the Urbana School District. The school district reports that the contract approved earlier this month is meant to recruit more people and retain current staff. Paul Pulowski, the board's president, says the teachers and aides were not being paid enough under the old contract.
It was pretty evident that, you know, until we could raise pay and benefits, we'd have real difficulties hiring the people we need to support our kids.
Pulowski says he hopes the new contract keeps the district competitive with nearby districts. He says it increases teaching assistants' minimum starting pay and provides other financial benefits for teachers. The contract will be effective starting next school year through the 2025 to 2026 school year. The Illinois State Board of Education is looking for ways to make money available for long-standing after-school programs around the state. This comes after a miscalculation led to a funding shortfall. Susie Ahn reports.
21st Century Community Center federal grants are awarded to organizations that provide after-school programming, particularly for low-income students. The state during the pandemic gave grants to new programs and allowed groups to keep unspent money. That resulted in insufficient funding for long-standing programs. Paula Garcia oversees a program in Rock Falls in the western part of the state.
We provide reading, we provide math, we provide STEM, we provide swim lessons at the Y. Some of these kids have never been to a swimming pool until they get to go through this program.
ISBE is figuring out how to cover what could be a $15 million shortfall, possibly using set-aside money from federal COVID relief dollars. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.
Still to come, some Illinois schools are growing their own principals in response to staffing shortages. That story from Peter Medlin is coming up next on 217 Today.
German actress Amelia Schuele stars as France's final queen, Marie Antoinette, in a new historical drama from PBS. Marie Antoinette is just a teenager when she marries Louis XV and must learn how to navigate the etiquette of her new home in France. The young queen attempts to recreate Versailles in her own free, independent, and feminist image, even as other royals undermine her. Learn how you can watch as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. A growing number of schools are growing their own teachers as a solution to staff shortages. Peter Medlin reports on a new initiative to grow your own principals, too.
Every teacher who makes the leap into the principal's office makes a bargain. To become a school leader and impact kids outside of the four walls of their classroom, they have to sacrifice the reason they fell in love with teaching in the first place. Teaching kids. But most principals, like Desiree Reitzel, still want to be in the classroom as much as possible. Reitzel is a first-year principal at Nashold Early Childhood Center in Rockford.
So I carve out time to be in classrooms every day. I'm just one of the observers, and then I get right in it with the kids and get right down with them and on the floor and building with them and talking with them.
Reitzel is a member of the first cohort of a new principal residency program. It's a partnership between Northern Illinois University and Rockford Public Schools. It's a two-year program where they not only take graduate-level classes on school management and leadership, but learn on the job, too. Because leading adults is very different from leading kids. Like an apprenticeship, they spend both years as principal residents in the district as assistant principals with a mentor principal. Laura Greyer says mentorship was a major selling point for her. She's another member of the residency program, now principal at Spring Creek Elementary School. Greyer says it was extremely helpful to learn the ropes from her mentor before having to close the school doors knowing she's the one in charge.
From creating schedules to trying to promote positive culture within the building with staff. I mean, there's a whole spectrum of really important stuff to learn.
They have a mentor principal, a mentor through the Illinois Principals Association, and each other. And Greyer says she still calls her IPA mentor every week.
Being an administrator can be a lonely island. And you don't have 80 other teachers that are your partners that you go do things with when you're teaching. So that was a change. But having this network of people makes that island much less lonely.
Unhappy or unprepared administrators usually don't stay at their school very long. And turnover is higher in schools that serve low-income students of color. Principal turnover, in turn, leads to higher teacher turnover, which research shows negatively impacts student achievement. The plan with NIU and Rockford is to give new principals the tools to succeed right away so that doesn't happen. With the apprenticeship, they already have contacts in the district for discipline or special ed. It's not hypothetical. They've studied the student code of conduct. And obviously, they can bounce ideas off other principals from their program. But they're still in their first year. Reitzel and the other principals know, as prepared as they may be, they're still learning. And they have to be honest with their staff.
I think that's really important to be able to be vulnerable with people and let them see, I'm a real person. I'm going to make mistakes. I own it. It's my first year. The motto I came up with was growing together. This year, we are all going to grow together.
It's a tough job, many principals say, has only gotten more challenging over the last few years. A 2021 survey from the National Association of Secondary School Principals found job satisfaction at an all-time low. One-third of principals strongly agreed that they were satisfied with their job, and that was down from 63% just in 2019. Now, this first Rockford resident group is in their first year as full-time principals. Some of them are even at the same school they had their residency. And the hope is that with the program's Rockford-focused preparation, they'll have the knowledge and local experience to thrive in their new roles and improve outcomes for their students. Daniela Boyer is another first-year principal coming out of the program. She's the principal at Lathrop Elementary. Rockford Public Schools serves a diverse population of students. Around 30% of Rockford students are Hispanic, but Lathrop is unique. Lathrop is over 60% Hispanic. They have multiple bilingual classrooms, so it helps a lot that Boyer, who's Brazilian, speaks fluent Spanish.
¿Estás ayudando a tu amiga?
Sí, es mi amiga.
Es mi amiga. Yo tenía una amiga.
Boyer says she's one of just two Spanish-speaking principals at Rockford Public Schools. There's a poster right as you enter the building that talks about the iceberg of culture. Sure, there's food, dance, and language, but it's much deeper than that.
So even the eye contact, how they're responding to you and you're responding to them, they look into it. It's the body language. I understand that very well because even though my first language is not Spanish, being a Latina connects me with many of the Spanish speakers. Our cultures look alike many times.
As a middle school teacher, she learned how important it was for students to have a teacher who looked like them. And she knew that extends to having administrators who look like their students too, but she says many bilingual teachers can be uncomfortable stepping into administration. They might be afraid of racism if they step into a more public role, or people not taking them seriously. And Boyer says there are other cultural reasons too.
Many of us like to have the 3 months off. That's the time when we had the chance to go visit our families. And I do miss that, especially now I see my parents getting older. And then sometimes I do question, do I really want to stay? Yeah. But then it comes those faces. Right? I just love these kids. Hi, how are you? Oh, good. Yes, that keeps me here. That keeps me motivated to work and come and stay.
She does still miss the classroom sometimes too, but a group of four bilingual students just told her that when they grow up, they want to be principals. And she says representing them and building a positive culture in her building, that's a reward that makes it worth it. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and a high of 64 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Michelle O'Neill, Alex Degman, Stephanie Mosqueda, Susie Ahn, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.